This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that the government is working with the vision of a self-reliant India and has accelerated the pace of reforms. He mentioned that the country has consistently demonstrated its commitment to reforms, financial discipline, transparency and inclusive growth over the past 10 years.
मैन्युफैक्चरिंग और एक्सपोर्ट को लेकर भी बजट में महत्वपूर्ण फैसले किए गए हैं साथियों आज देश एक दशक से भी ज्यादा समय से सरकार की नीतियों में इतनी कंसिस्टेंसी देख रहा है
Addressing a webinar on MSMEs as an engine of growth, manufacturing, exports and nuclear energy, the Prime Minister stated that consistency and the assurance of reforms have brought new confidence to the industry. He added that the government's efforts have reduced the impact of COVID on the economy, which has helped India become a fast-growing economy. He also said that countries across the world want to strengthen their economic partnership with India. Highlighting the importance of MSMEs in the economy, the Prime Minister said that MSMEs play a transformative role in the economic growth of a country. Food, Civil Supplies and Consumer Protection Minister of Maharashtra Dhananjay Munde has tendered his resignation to Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis. Talking to reporters at Vidhan Bhavan, Mr. Fadnavis informed that he has accepted Mr. Munde's resignation and has sent it to the Governor, C.P. Radhakrishnan, for further proceedings. The development comes after the alleged involvement of Mr. Munde's close aides in the murder of Santosh Deshmukh, the sarpanch of Masjog village in Bird district became clear. An FIR has been registered against Maharashtra Samajwadi Party chief and MLA Abu Azmi over his alleged remarks defending Mughal ruler Aurangzeb. His statement has sparked widespread controversy, drawing sharp criticism from political leaders across the spectrum. Following his remarks, Shiv Sena MP Naresh Maske filed a complaint at Thane's Wagle Estate Police Station. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that unconventional threats like hybrid warfare, cyber and space-based obstacles are posing challenges to the security apparatus. He pointed out that security situations have become quite complex across the world due to the overlap between internal and external security. Speaking at the seminar on advanced technologies for internal security in New Delhi today, Mr. Singh said regions and areas affected by insurgencies, left-wing extremism and terrorism have their own distinct issues. The U.S. tariffs on Chinese, Mexican and Canadian imports have come into effect today. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced 25% tariffs against Canada and Mexico and 20% tariffs against China, doubling the levy on China from last month. On the other hand, Canada has said it will retaliate with 25% tariffs on $150 billion worth of U.S. goods. China has announced 10 to 15% tariffs on U.S. agricultural imports and is also targeting U.S. firms with retaliatory actions, while Mexico has also vowed to retaliate. Mr. Trump said the import taxes will force Canada and Mexico to take more action to curb illegal drugs and migrants entering the country. U.S. President Donald Trump has suspended military aid to Ukraine. A White House official reportedly told media that President Trump has been clear that U.S. is focused on peace and needs its partners to be committed to that goal as well. According to reports, the official said U.S. is pausing and reviewing the aid to ensure that it is contributing to a solution. The move comes just days after a stunning public spat between Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and President Trump and his deputy at the White House. The development is expected to escalate pressure on Ukraine to agree to peace negotiations with Russia. The U.S. has been the biggest source of military aid to Ukraine since Russia launched a full-scale invasion 3 years ago. In the ICC Champions Trophy cricket, India and Australia will clash in the first semi-final in Dubai this afternoon. The match is scheduled to begin at 2:30 p.m. IST. The men in blue defeated New Zealand by 44 runs in their final league match in Dubai on Sunday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.